Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. I'm very excited about continuing our visit with Paul Sarvadi. Paul is the co-founder, CEO, chairman of Insperity. Full disclosure, they're our presenting sponsor. And we're talking about his new book, Take Care of Your People, The Enlightened CEO's Guide to Business Success. Is it available on Amazon yet, Paul?
Sure.
All right, so yes, it's up sir. On Amazon and wherever books are sold. The website is Paul Sarvadi, S-A-R-V-A-D-I, Sarvadi, paulsarvadi.com. You can find out more about the book and more about Paul there. So I encourage you to go there and check that out. Paul has given us a great tour in the previous segments on getting the culture right, the force multiplier, the good force multiplier in the good way of finding and hiring and training and onboarding the right people. Leadership, though, Paul, none of this happens if you don't have the right leadership. And somebody once told me that the definition of a leader is somebody who can find somebody else to follow them. And I always love that definition. When you think about leadership, when you think about having a leadership strategy, what do you think?
Well, I really think it's important for business owners to, recognize and develop a leadership style. And, there's a lot of different styles. In our particular case, we have adopted and trained and, really institutionalized the idea of servant leadership because, we're a service company, and that is, in our view, the best model for, having people on the front line really serving customers well. But it doesn't matter which style you choose. You just have to know what that is and have a real game plan for developing your leadership and their understanding of that style and getting that to cascade down your organization.
That's the word I want you to dwell on for a minute. That cascade thing, that was exactly what was on my mind. I've actually had people on my show before, and by the way, they only were on one time, who said they didn't think that managers should be leaders. They thought that we shouldn't expect our managers to be leaders or anybody below management level to be leaders. And that guy said that on the show, and I said, okay, have a good life. I never had him back on the show again. But to me, leadership isn't a job description. Leadership is a behavior. It's a deliverable that everybody should have, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I always say, as far as management versus leadership, you manage budget, you manage resources, you manage activities.
Yeah.
But you don't manage. People don't want to be managed. Do you want to be managed? You really don't.
No.
People want to be led. People want to follow and, to actually, see a game plan, see how they fit in, become aligned with that, and then you get the discretionary effort that differentiates your company from others.
And if you're going to give people the ability to lead, you also have to give them a little authority too, don't you? You have to give them a little bit of latitude to fail in some cases, right?
Yeah, no question about that. In fact, failing is absolutely a critical element of success, right? That's how we succeed.
Absolutely. It's the hardest man.
Failing is bad. Failing's only bad if it happens slowly. If you fail fast, that's called learning.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be in the test. Say that again, Paul.
Yeah, failing is only bad in business if you do it slowly. If you fail fast, that's called learning. You're trying something. If it doesn't work, try something else. You don't always make the right decision in business, but you should always make the decision right, by being reactive and and proactive all over it and making sure that you get to the yes answer you're looking for.
And the beauty, and talk about a force multiplier. If you can get your people to be leaders with some authority and they fail these in these little bitty decisions they make, and then they push that information up to where the big decisions are made, and you guys can find out what doesn't work without having to mess it up at the top of the stack, that's a force multiplier right there, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, the speed of execution is really critical in business today. You can't afford to take too long to figure out what's not working.
Well said, Paul. That's going to have to be our last word. Will you come back soon?
Sure. I'd love to, Jim.
Love to have you back. Paul Sarvadi, ladies and gentlemen. I told you he'd do a good job and we'd get smarter when he joined us. I'm Jim Blassingame. But by the way, the book is Take Care of Your People by Paul Sarvadi. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.